Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So, I mean, obviously I felt like shit, and I feel like it genuinely, I don't want to say it made me regret posting him, because I was going to have to post him anyway, because I was going to have to deal with the whole stress of, oh, people exposing, whatever, blah, blah, regardless.
And welcome to the season premiere of Noche de Pendejadas. Amigas, como acaban de escuchar, nos dieron la pinche green light para una cuarta temporada de Noche de Pendejadas y pues aquí estamos, amiga. Ando bien contento, ando bien feliz, pero también súper, súper nervioso porque, güey, no he firmado un episodio ya en mucho tiempo, entonces ahorita me siento como que what the fuck, como que estoy haciendo aquí, pero saben que hoy voy a estar acompañado de alguien que me siento súper comfortable with, so pienso que ahorita los nervios se me van a ir, amigas. Please help me welcome tonight's guest, la primera invitada de esta temporada, a soon-to-be mommy, a baddie, and my best friend, Annette69! Hello, hello, hello. ¿Cómo estás, amiga?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm a little nervous. I don't know. You know what's so crazy, you guys? Obviamente, yo conozco a Annette. Obviamente, somos amigos. Yeah. But it's so different because ahorita tengo que actuar como que si no conozco a la morra. Even though ahorita tengo muchas preguntas que le quiero preguntar, yeah, que a lo mejor I know the answer to them, pero saben que ustedes a lo mejor no. So, how you been, amiga?
I'm pregnant. I'm literally due in a few days, dude. Like, oh, my goodness. But I'm excited to be here.
You know what's so
your
crazy
set,
too? Literally, because si ustedes no saben, you guys, Annette's already been on Noche yes. de Pendejadas. You were actually the season finale for season 2.
Wow.
Si me acuerdo bien, two.
I think it was 2.
It was season 2. Y esta vez, you guys, for season 4, la tenemos as our season premiere. Y estoy súper emocionado porque
I'm honored.
This is probably going to be the last time they see you like
pregnant.
Yes. Because
no,
yeah, you're due.
1,000%.
You guys, we're filming this the day before Mexican Mother's Day, so happy
yeah.
Mother's Day,
oh,
your first
you,
of
stop.
Many.
Thank
How do you,
you.
Feel? ¿Cómo estás, amiga?
Dude, crazy. I'm so ready for this new chapter in my life, honestly. Like, I mean, pregnancy in itself is already, like, pretty fucking yeah. hard. So I'm happy that it's coming to an end, but I'm also, like, sad about it,
like,
a little
bittersweet.
Bit. Yeah, but I'm also ready to, like, meet my son and just, like, start new chapters in life.
That is
you know?
So fucking crazy, you guys. Like, we've been knowing each other for so long.
Who
and the
thought,
fact
huh?
that, like, ya vas a tener un bebé. You guys, it's like,
she's like, growing no up. Creer.
Literally, before we started filming, I was like, you know what's so crazy, bitch? Like, you're like starting the next chapter. Y yo me siento como que I've been doing the same thing for like fucking 6+ years.
But I told him, I was like, that's not even the case though. It's just, it's different. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of taking the next step in my personal life, but like career wise, bitch, you've been doing.
Antes de que empecemos con las preguntitas, yo quiero que te presentes tú al público, para la gente que a lo mejor no te conoce, para la gente que a lo mejor nunca te ha visto, ¿quién eres y qué haces?
So for those of you that may not already know me, I am Annette69. I've been doing social media for almost more than 8 years now that I'm thinking of it. I'm 24 years old. I kind of do like a little bit of everything. You guys probably know me from like my smoke show that I used to do. I do lifestyle, beauty. I used to do seminars, kind of a little bit of everything, honestly. Been there, done that. Now that I'm like sitting here talking about what I've done, I'm like, okay, I feel like I've done kind of a lot.
I feel like in the last 8 years that you've been on social media, like, le has arrancado y le has metido tu manita in a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And now I'm pregnant. I'm about to have my child, and we'll see where my career goes from now.
Vamos a empezar con las preguntas. Como yo les acabo de decir, obviamente yo conozco a Ned. So lo que yo voy a hacer, you guys, I'm gonna literally like put on my host cap on, and I'm gonna make it seem como que nunca he conocido a esta morra, como que si es mi primera vez conociéndola.
I'm sure there is things that you don't know,
especially
though,
like childhood stuff. Que te tengo unas preguntitas. So vamos a empezar. Yo quiero que me digas, how was Annette growing up? ¿Cómo fue tu niñez? ¿Cómo andabas? ¿Cómo la hacías? Did you struggle? Did you, you know, have a good childhood? ¿Cómo fue todo eso?
I mean, I feel like my childhood was pretty, really iconic, very humble vibes, I came from a very small family. I'm the baby of three siblings. We're all 5 years apart. So I feel like growing up was really, I don't want to say lonely, but also like, I don't know, like I'm really close to my sister, but I'm not close to my brother.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Because it's too far in
the age.
The age gap
is 10 years with my brother and then 5 years with my sister. So obviously I was like closer to my sister. But yeah, I mean, I feel like overall my childhood was pretty iconic. I would genuinely say that my career is based off my childhood, if that makes any type of sense. Me and my sister would always do like home videos and like do modeling shows and sing and perform and all that stuff. So I feel like growing up, I always was behind a camera. I just didn't know that it was gonna be
a career.
A career. Yeah. Cause my dad is like really, really big on like recording every little fucking moment for memories.
Yeah.
You know? But little did he know that
that's what you guys were gonna do as a career. Which is so crazy because I come from like a family que apenas fotos tenemos.
Shut up.
And I've seen your videos, like you and your sister be having videos de niñas chiquitas como que si ya estaban haciendo YouTube videos en ese entonces.
No, literally, like we were already like built for that.
As you started growing up, you obviously started going to school, empezaste with the primaria, middle school, high school.
Yeah.
How was that for you? Was it easy? Was it hard? You know, were you like the troublemaker? Eras más como like la niña más centrada en la escuela. ¿Cómo fue eso para ti?
Honestly, I was really shy, very to myself. I didn't really have like too many friends growing up. You know, surprisingly, ironically, I'm really like anti-social and I've always been like that. So I didn't really have like a big friend group. I was never like the popular girl in school. I always wore glasses and I was kind of chubby, you know, a little awkward vibes type thing. But yeah, I mean, I feel like overall, like I was the complete opposite of what I was behind a camera. Because at home with the camera, like, you know, we would be doing the most and stuff. But then at school, it was just very like, well, I'm at school, like I'm just here to learn, just kind of, you know, do my thing,
it was
whatever.
Just more just like, you know what, I gotta put up a front because I don't feel like I can be myself at school.
Not even like a front, but just like, I mean, I'm socially awkward. Yeah. You know what
you
I mean?
You are though.
I'm so
are. You know, which is so
he's
crazy.
He's like, yeah, you
because,
are.
No, it's so crazy because en persona, obviamente, cuando nomás estamos nosotros, me, you, Danny, and Irma, like, nada que ver, you guys.
Yeah.
Pero te sacamos a la calle, and I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, and I know you have, like, internal anxiety attacks. Mm-hmm. Was that a thing as a child, too?
Yeah, it's always kind of been like that. I don't know why, you know, I am like that, honestly, or like what like kind of triggered it. I mean, I feel like I have definitely gone through like childhood trauma and stuff, but I don't know if that is necessarily like what got me to be that way.
That way, yeah.
I kind of, well, I mean, maybe that sounds kind of mean, but like I kind of blame my mom for that, because my mom would always like hold my hand for everything, and like she was like my backbone for everything. Yeah. Too much to the point where I didn't really know how to be independent, if that makes sense. Yeah. So now, you know, now that I'm pregnant, I'm like, I want to make sure that I'm the complete opposite with my son, because yeah. I do not want him to go through like what I went through, which I don't want to make it seem like I went through like crazy stuff, but I mean, I did get bullied.
Yeah.
I did get bullied in elementary school.
And how was that?
A little bit of middle school, not too much, but I mean, it was hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you're little,
as
you know,
a kid, yeah.
I mean, who the fuck wants to go through that, you know? And I was never the type to like be like confrontational or like stick up to like my bullies or anything like that. Yeah, like I mean, pobrecita, was just yeah, a fucking,
iba a hacer, chingada,
yeah, like what the fuck am I gonna do?
Y me lo quebraban y ya chinga su madre.
Yeah, like I remember I used to kick it with this like little friend group in third grade, and they were like the cool girls, you know. So like they let me in, and I was the only one that kind of like stood out, you know, yeah. Pobrecita. And I remember like they invited me to like a slumber party or whatever, and my mom was always the type to like not let me go out anywhere, especially not sleep anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah.
I feel like that's every yeah. Hispanic mom, mm-hmm. honestly. But yeah, and then I finally got her to like let me go, because I was like, please, like, you know, this is the only time that I actually have like a group trying to like include me, mm-hmm. and you're not gonna let me go.
You're
you
like,
know
I'm gonna look whack,
right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, more than I already am. So she let me go, and then I remember I went, and they literally were being fucking so like evil to me that day, dude. Yeah, because I remember like the girl, the mean girl, which she, maybe she's even watching this. So I'm like, I'm fuck like, you.
I'm like, hola, ¿dónde estás tú, mi amor?
Right, yeah.
Literally, no, but it be like that, though.
Yeah, it really do mm-hmm. be like that. And no, I say that because one of the girls actually, like, DMs me. And she's like, oh, remember when? And I'm like, anyway.
I'm like, yeah, I remember when you used to bully me, babe.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, do you remember that?
So let me tell you guys. We had this slumber party or whatever, and I remember the girl would always tell me about how the pool house was like super haunted and stuff or whatever. So whatever, we went in there just being fucking stupid, and we were like, oh, whatever. Yeah. Huh? So long story short, they ended up fucking running out and locking my ass in there with the lights fucking off and everything. It was already nighttime, literally.
Oh my God.
So I was just like, okay, cool. And then I remember I cried, and I had my mom pick me up. So
te invitaron nomás para traumarte,
to fuck with
as
me,
entertainment.
Dude. Yeah.
You know what's so crazy? Eso es algo como que nomás miras en como movies.
But it's real.
And it's crazy. Yeah. It's you know real. What I mean? Like, I never got to sleep over at no one's house, but like now hearing that, I didn't even know about the yeah. story. And it's like, damn, bitch. Yeah. Like, pobrecita, tú una niña, una mocosa. And then you're like, bitch, now I'm locked in a closet thinking I was going to have the best night
yeah.
of my life.
Yeah.
¿Y qué pasó después de eso? Did you stop talking to the
yeah.
girls?
Oh, yeah. I stopped talking to them.
That's crazy.
And then eventually my sister ended up dating the brother of the girl. Yeah, it was so weird, but yeah.
That to me, it's like, pobrecita, mi amiga la usaron nomás para yeah, divertirse.
I know.
But you know what? It's good. ¿En dónde están ellas? ¿En dónde estás tú?
Right. And I mean, I feel right like now. It built me to be who I am
now.
Today.
And I feel know? Like that's actually really good that you bring it up and make it into that, because obviously being on social media, pues la gente va a tirar su veneno. And I feel like that prepared you to like maybe the bigger picture. You
right.
know? Maybe, yeah, of course, maybe as a child, you shouldn't have gone through that, because obviamente nadie debe pasar eso. But that's real to your advantage. You know
it
what
also
I mean?
Like taught it me to just kind of keep my circle small, you know, mm-hmm. and like not necessarily trust everyone, which I mean, I guess that's a good thing and a bad thing to learn like at such an early yeah. stage. But I mean, look at me now, you yeah. know, like even now I keep my circle way too fucking small.
Yeah. Ahorita que nos acabas de contar que te sientes que a lo mejor te sentías así as, you know, because your mom would hold you by the hand a lot. I remember cuando primerito te moviste, hasta tenías miedo de moverte, because you're like, I haven't even told my mom qué voy a hacer. And I'm like, mija, ya tienes 19 años.
Yeah. But bitch, that's young.
That's young.
That's yeah, actually no, really we young. Yeah.
Honestly, we moved out pretty young.
Very young.
Super, super young.
Yeah.
So obviamente fuiste a la escuela, you know.
Right.
You went through it. And then you started getting to the age donde, mija, ya te tienes que poner a trabajar. ¿Cómo vas a ganarte la vida? Mm-hmm. What were you doing before social media?
I've always done social media.
Oh shit, okay.
So, I started working, I guess you can say, at like 14, 15.
Oh shit, okay.
So I started off doing just like YouTube videos. Social media wasn't even social media like how it is now, yeah, back then. So I was doing YouTube videos and I was just doing like makeup. I was a freelance makeup artist, mm-hmm, and stuff. So I was doing like quinceañeras, wedding makeup, all that stuff while I was in high school. So my sister was also working on her like makeup career at that time too. So she was actually like on the gram already and getting like free makeup from companies. So yeah, like I would come up on that and like build my kit and then like go from there, you know? So yeah, I mean, I started off with that and then eventually it kind of started to become more of like a, I guess, career, yeah, you can say.
Or just a business, you know, because yeah, at the end of the day, social media is a business. Right. And that 69 is a business.
Right.
You know what I mean?
1,000%. Yeah. It didn't, like, I didn't think it was gonna, yeah.
What was your aha moment? Like, cuando dijiste, ¿sabes qué? Si me pongo bien las pilas, I can make this a living.
Honestly, I think the moment that I was like, okay, I think this is going to be like, you know, my, yeah, money maker or whatever, is when I started to do seminars. I started to do that pretty early on. I mean, I was getting like little coin from like YouTube and stuff, but it wasn't anything like crazy. You
enough
know?
To where you're
I obviously
like,
didn't well, have like, yeah, right. Well, I still lived at home. I didn't even have rent to fucking
pay.
Yeah. Nothing at all. With the following, the little following that I did have at that time, I started a sunglass business. Well, actually, no, I started my seminars first. And then from there, like I actually saw that I was getting tickets sold, like girls actually wanted to like learn how to do makeup through me, yeah, you know. And I was just like, what the fuck? Okay,
like, fuck it.
Yeah. And then I think when I realized, I was like, okay, I think this is gonna like work out for me, was when I actually had like brands like hitting me up to be sponsors, you know,
for the makeup class,
for, yeah, the makeup classes. And I was like, okay, because I mean, that's kind of a big deal it to is, have a makeup is brand, like legit makeup brands, hit you up to be a part of an event
and to give you free product,
right,
for the girls that, right, you're charging to, right, like come to your class.
Oh, you know what, actually, now that I'm thinking about that, I had Royal and Lang Nickel, I believe it's, I'm pretty sure, the, do you remember
brush,
them,
the brush company?
Yes, the, yes, brush company. They sponsored my glam club in high school.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So I think that's when I really was like, okay, I can do this, like I can do seminars, I can have brands send me stuff, yeah. And then from there it just kind of started to, it was like a domino effect.
It was
after
just blowing
that
up.
Yeah.
Los tiempos de antes son diferentes tiempos. Porque yo también empecé, you know, we were doing seminars. I, yeah, feel like even at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we like were, different locations.
At the same time.
I mean?
No,
like
it was,
we started,
yeah,
our careers at the same time. How do you feel like being now in the industry, 8+ years, 8 years later, how do you feel like the industry has changed, whether it's in a negative or in a positive way?
I mean, I feel like it has its positives and its negatives, uh-huh, with anything in life, you know. Times are really different. Social media, just like the vibe in general, technology is, yeah, different. I feel like before it was mainly YouTube that was like a platform, and now there's like TikTok. Before TikTok, it was Musical.ly,
uh-huh,
and that even Musical.ly, I feel like kind of changed like the algorithm, because it was more instant entertainment, yeah, versus like, oh,
waiting for a
sit
video,
down videos type shit.
And they were,
you know,
they were faster videos,
right,
too.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. So it was easier to like get like a fan base, obviously, through like the more instant, yeah, apps or whatever, which I feel like is a good thing, obviously, for like, you know, gaining followers and all that stuff. But I feel like it definitely made doing like the YouTube stuff like a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially for me, because even now, dude, I struggle with the TikTok.
Yeah.
I struggle.
Same.
Dude, you're so good at it.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like I'm really good at going live on TikTok, yeah, but I feel like I suck when it comes to making the trends.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, really? The dancing trends, like,
okay,
me,
yeah.
Me siento ridículo, like,
but
to
the
be
good
honest.
Thing is that I feel like now at this point in social media, it's not about the dancing yeah. anymore. Like, isn't it crazy how like the trends are switching so fast? Like,
too quick.
From literally like months, mm-hmm. month to month, it's different. Like now, last year, maybe around this time, the dances were like still cool and stuff. Yeah. It's not really a thing anymore. Yeah. I don't really see people dancing on my feed. I mean, maybe that's just my feed.
No, honestly, same. I feel like my feed is full of,
I just
like,
see lives.
Lives. Literally yeah. lives. Yeah. Todo lo que yo miro. Yo me acuerdo que antes, güey, era super, super fácil, especially to grow on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yo me acuerdo que posteaba un pinche video doing my makeup on Instagram. Bitch,
we would get thousands
gain, like,
of followers.
20,000 yeah. followers in a week.
Yeah.
I feel like if we still had the same algorithm, ya estuviera yo como el millón o más, güey. But it changed so quickly.
I also feel like, sorry, yeah, not to interrupt you, but I feel like also it's just we're getting older. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you, yeah. Alan. We're getting older.
We're 25.
And we're considered like OGs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like for the most part, like, you know, we're blessed to have like the OG supporters that are still yeah. sticking around, that have watched us grow from like
nothing to
this, you know. But there's a lot of youngins yeah. now that are keeping up with the trends, and they're the ones that are like gaining thousands and thousands of followers, which yeah. is amazing. You know, I'm happy for them, but it's getting
it's
difficult
hard.
For
yeah.
us.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean, because I'm like, ¿cómo chingados estos muchachitos tienen la energía para hacer todo lo que hacen?
Yeah.
Yo hago un pinche video de YouTube, me voy en vivo por una
exhausted.
Y quedo cansado yeah. como si fui a trabajar un pinche trabajo de construcción
yeah.
but it does have a lot of things to do. I think also for me personally, I feel like we're not the fresh meat in the industry
right.
so we're like, I feel like we already had the first impression on a lot of people
yeah.
so it's like a lot of people already made up their mind whether they like us or not, so it's like if they don't like us, they stopped watching a long time ago, as opposed to these new people that are coming up. It's like they still have that like, oh, here's my first impression, this
right.
is the first thing you can probably see of me without seeing everything that's happened in the past
right.
or without you judging me based off scandals or anything that you
or
might
based
have
off
seen.
What happened years ago
yeah.
you know what I mean, or who I was years ago. Yeah, no.
Obviamente estamos platicando that you've been doing social media for 8+ years, which mm-hmm. is fucking crazy, especially the fact that like you've been able to like maintain an audience entertained for that long, because hay mucha gente, güey, que empieza en TikTok o se hacen super virales overnight y luego la gente se olvida de ellos. And
right.
I feel like you've been able to like, aunque a lo mejor no te estén mirando millones de personas, you've been able to stay and stick with your audiences over the past 8 years. Do you mm-hmm. feel like you ever experienced like content creating burnouts? Like where a veces te sientes como, ¿sabes qué? He trabajado demasiado, ya no quiero hacer nada.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not necessarily like I don't want to do anything anymore, but more of the sense of like I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, kind of like what we were talking about, we're not as young as we used to be anymore. And I don't want to say that I don't have that like drive anymore. I'm just at a different point in life where like, do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yo también, güey. Yo like, it's like, ahora qué video hago? Ya he hecho todos los videos. Oh, a makeup tutorial. You guys have seen my freaking makeup. Like, what the fuck do I do to keep people entertained? I feel like it's a pressure too.
It is a pressure for sure. But I mean, like you said, I feel like, well, like I said earlier, I feel like we've been blessed to be able to still have like OG supporters that have literally been growing up with us. Like at the end of the day, like we show our real life. You know what I mean? So like they're literally like, they feel like we're like family. Do you know what
like
I mean?
Like they know what's going on with you.
Because
as
even I feel that way like towards them, you know, like it's weird when like I have new, I don't want to say it's weird, but like it just feels different when like someone new comes around versus like the OG supporters.
Because I feel like you already know, like I feel like when someone new comes around que a lo mejor nunca ha visto tu contenido, a veces se siente uno como de que fuck, tengo que explicarles todo that I've been through, as opposed to someone that's following you for years. Es más como de que, oh, pues ellos ya saben, si esto pasó en mi vida, ya saben que batallé antes.
But I love that about it because, you know, I don't have to re-explain myself. Like an OG supporter will be like, oh no, like that's not true. Like, you know, this is this, this and that, whatever.
They
you know what I mean?
The real deal.
Like they
because
update
they've been knowing
the new
you.
Ones.
Yeah, they've been knowing you.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy though? Like, it's so crazy to me. A veces cuando me pongo a pensar eso, like there's comments that maybe like, maybe even you get, I'm sure you get.
Yeah.
There'll be people like, oh my God, I've been watching you since like I was freaking 10 and I'm 16, 18 now. And I'm just like,
that's fucking weird.
That is so insane. Crazy because it's like, uno anda viviendo su vida, güey. And it's like, sometimes you don't think people like care enough to keep up with you for that long. You know what I mean? Which is something that like, I feel like I was telling you right now, which is something that you should be super proud of, that you've been able to maintain that connection with your followers, that you've been able to maintain that like bond with them to where they feel like, you know what? Like maybe she in her head, maybe you in your head, you're like, oh, I'm going through a boring era. But people are like, no, I want to know what's going on. You know what I mean?
1,000% I mean, I think at the end of the day, to reference your burnout question or whatever, I feel like a lot of the time, we're just hard on ourselves because we're our own critics, you know what I mean? But like you said, like maybe something that seems boring to us isn't boring to the other people that are watching, you know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, I feel like I definitely have experienced like moments where I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna do social media anymore, like I don't know what to do anymore, whatever. But then I kind of snap out of it and then I'm just like, why am I gonna like think so negative when I've already like established where I am now? You know,
and you've worked so hard to get to where you're at now, so
I've
it's like
given
when
up
I gonna,
like my teenage years and you know what
privacy.
I mean, my privacy,
so why are you gonna fucking throw everything out the window for a moment of like maybe you feeling some type of
right way, which I mean, like I said, I feel like everyone goes through that, social media stars or not, like the average person. And that's, I think that's the most important thing to remember, like at the end of the day, we're all living the same life. It's not the same route that we're all going through, but like we're living in the same fucking world. Do you know what I mean? Like,
y yo pienso que la gente se le olvida también, como acabas de decir, somos humanos, güey. At the end of the day, yes, we enjoy this. Yes, we love doing videos. Pero al fin del día, güey, este es un simple trabajo. You know what I mean? It's a job. It's what makes us money. It's what pays our rent, what pays our bills. So it's normal for us to feel maybe some type of way at times where you're like, fuck, like, a veces me siento como que, like, ya no sé qué hacer. But like, toda la gente se siente así. A lo mejor tú estás en un trabajo que a lo mejor no te sientes como que ya estás a gusto ahí. But sometimes you're like, fuck, me va bien. Like, I'm doing good. I'm just being negative because maybe I'm in a negative state of mind at that moment.
You know, or I just had a bad day or something.
So, you know, obviamente, 8 years, people te conocen mucho. Y este, no, el año pasado, güey, you shared really important news. Obviamente, you are pregnant.
But I was like, what news did I share?
Like, well, no, which is crazy. For your followers, that's crazy as news. Motherhood. Tell us about that. ¿Cómo pasó todo eso, amiga?
Pues well, yo sé cómo, ¿verdad? I'm like, well, we did it and I'm pregnant.
Like, pues me cogieron y pues aquí andamos, güey. No, but like, how did that go? Especially because of your journey on social media, where you've always talked, you know, about, you know, maybe I don't want kids at the time.
Right. ¿Cómo pasó todo eso? I mean, honestly, I feel like I'm growing up with like my life being like publicized and stuff, you know? So like, obviously I'm not going to be the same person that I was last year or even a few months ago
or even yesterday.
Do you know what I mean? So like, I mean, I'm changing, I'm growing up, life is hitting me, I'm maturing. I mean, that's kind of like the most simplest way that I can say it. Like, I know that I always said that I didn't want kids. I genuinely feel like I was certain of that at that point in time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then I met someone that like really just kind of changed my perspective in life. And I mean, like, I feel like love, to me, love is like one of the most important things in life. Yeah. And to me, that is the purpose of life. You know, everyone has their own meaning of life. And, you know, because I'm I don't know if you feel that way about love, but like that's just how I am, you know. So, and family has always been like something that's like super important to me. I feel like if anything, what made me like scared to have kids is just how fucked up the world is. You know what I mean? How fucked up the world is. Like I said, I've been through like childhood like trauma and stuff, so obviously going through that and then like envisioning myself having a child that could possibly go through that. Yeah. It's kind of like, no, like I don't want to do that, you know? But I mean, like I said, it's just, I guess I got to a point where I'm like, I don't want to let my fears or like my worries or like my negative thoughts kind of take over my life, you know?
Which is something like good that you're saying, because I feel like la gente, yo pienso, I feel like people think, oh, she doesn't want kids because she hates kids. No, you've always told us behind the scenes this.
Yeah.
Que tienes miedo de que traigas a una criatura y que sufra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I just also feel like maybe at the time when you didn't want a baby, we were all young.
That's what I'm saying. We were all on our party like face. Nobody at that age, wants to have a kid. Like, you know what I mean? But I feel like once again, since I publicized my life, people like to kind of keep tabs on 19-year-old Annette or even 20-21 year old Annette, you know what I mean? But I mean, whatever, at the end of the day, it's like, girl, like, I mean, people are always gonna talk shit about that.
If I want to have a fucking kid, I'm gonna have it,
right?
¿Cómo te sientes tú? You know, obviamente you found out you're pregnant. What was your guys' reaction? Porque es una notición, güey. Esta es una pinche noticia.
I mean, to be honest with you, like, it wasn't a surprise to us because we were planning it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, we were, getting embarrassed to say this. I mean, we obviously, like, were constantly trying, like, constantly like every day, doing actually, it. Yeah, literally.
Twice a day, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, I'm not even kidding, so, it was just really a matter of, like, when the test is going to come out positive. Do you know what I mean?
Were you testing yourself like cada día?
No, I waited. I waited like a week.
Okay.
I waited like a week and a half until like I knew that I missed my period. So I waited like a few days after that. And then I finally tested myself and it came out positive. And I was like, oh shit. Like, how it came out positive.
How is that? Because obviamente era un bebé deseado, era un bebé querido, pero... Like the fact that you're like
knowing that it's real.
Now I'm pregnant. Like it's a fact. Like it's not just a want. How was that? Like, how did that settle with you guys?
I mean, honestly, like me and Isaac, I forgot that I've already like talked about Isaac, right?
It's so crazy because I've been knowing him for so long and I'm like, sometimes like, ni quiero decir su nombre.
You get scared. That's how I am too. You know, when I told Isaac, we were both like, obviously really fucking happy. Yeah. And you know, I think like a wave of reality kind of hit us pretty hard. We just kind of like realized that like it's about us for the rest of our life now, you know what I mean? Our family, you know? So I mean, honestly, he's a family person as well. He comes from a big family, so like to us, that's like the purpose of life for us now. We obviously were like really nervous. I feel like I was more nervous to like tell my parents because, like I said, I've always said that I don't want kids, you know? I've never said that I hate kids or anything. I always wanted to be a kindergarten teacher, like literally. I mean, I was always really like adamant, even with my parents, my family. Like I would get mad whenever they would tell me like, oh, when are you gonna have your kid or whatever. I think I would just get offended because I'm like, it's my life. Like if I ever want kids, please just let me have kids when I want kids. Y no nomás
porque ustedes tuvieron hijos a los 16 right. años significa que eso es lo que yo quiero para mí a esa edad. You know what I mean?
Right. And then just another side note, I feel like that's why I would get kind of offended also when people would ask me on social media, like, when are you having kids? When are you having, like, girl, like, I'm not going to have a kid just because you told me to have a kid.
Maybe that's why you would also maybe sometimes come off hard about it online.
Yeah,
because
you're
like, déjenme en paz. Yo voy a tener niños cuando yo quiera. Y si no los quiero tener, no los voy
a tener. Right. But I feel like now people use that like against me and they try to make it seem like I hate kids because of the way I would answer. But that shit would get annoying. It's like, even if you have your grandma asking you to like have kids like nonstop and you know you don't want kids, it's like, girl, can you not right now? You know what I mean?
Maybe on like the family side, I feel like people are so used to like, oh, ya tiene novio, van a tener hijos.
Right.
And it's like, no, yo los voy a tener a mi tiempo,
right.
a mi lugar. And it's very much like, como tú dices, encontraste la persona perfecta. Y nomás era eso, que encontrar la persona que te cambiara maybe your thought of what a life is afterwards.
Right.
Because nosotros, yo pienso que puedo hablar por ti, no mucho así, pero the way I think about it, it's like, I'm not just going to have a kid for the views.
Right.
Like, it's a whole life commitment. Like, imagínate, güey, si te embarazabas nomás para cumplir la gente.
And keep in mind, I've gone through so many fucked up relationships. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Toxic as fuck. I never envisioned myself having a child with a dude like that, dude. My past dudes. Yeah. Like, hell no. Fuck no. That would be selfish of me to bring a child into this world knowing that the dad is a piece of fucking shit. You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So crazy though, because like we've always had convos like that. And I feel like that's like una cosa that like when people attack you about that, like make it seem like, oh my God, like all of a sudden she wants to have a kid. Like when she hated it, I'm like, no, you guys, it's so crazy because a lot of the time when I would first see Annette, right? Like, let's say we wouldn't see each other como por una semana, way. My mom posts my nephews all the time. Like, my mom be posting everything.
Yeah,
so sometimes
she
have
does.
To be like, mom, can you not record? Like, we're literally talking shit right now and you're recording us and you're not even muting it.
Yeah.
And every time I would see Annette, she would be like, oh my God, did you see the story your mom posted about your nephews?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, bitch, you're more kept up with my nephews than me. But it's crazy because a ti siempre te han gustado, you know, you have your nephews, you have your nieces. Siempre te han encantado, nomás que yo siempre he sabido que no era el momento para ti.
Right.
Yo también, yo en este momento, güey, yo digo que no quiero hijos, pero ¿qué tal que en 5 años cambie de parecer y va a estar bien, güey? Porque a lo mejor ahorita yo no me siento maduro enough to bring a baby or
ready
a dog.
Or whatever. Yeah, and that's okay. If you guys change your mind, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, don't pay attention to what people say. I feel like the people that are like, oh, remember when, I feel like that's you just kind of being bitter.
No,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, genuinely, like, what? Okay, I'm supposed to fucking be the same way that I was for fucking the rest of my life or what? But for me personally, I just feel like I was stuck in a position where like I was just always depressed. Yeah. I was always like missing something in my life. You know what I mean? So I feel like with this, it's just kind of, it gives my life purpose like all over again. You know what I mean? But I mean, maybe you won't ever have kids. Maybe you don't want.
I'm like, maybe I'll just be a good uncle and make sure they fucking take care of me. You know
and
what
that,
I mean? I'm like, I hope.
You're like, please take care of me.
So I feel like you're at that moment in your life that like you're mature enough. And I've seen it. I've seen it because we were locas before.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Even before you got pregnant though, I already was sensing a feeling of like, ella ya quiere otra cosa en su vida. Ella ya, she's had enough of the partying. Ya como que el party ya no le hace mucha cosa. Como que la miraba como que suspiraba otras cosas en su vida. And I feel like I've never seen you as happy as when you told us you were pregnant.
Me.
Which is crazy, no? Because cuando nos dijiste, yo pensé que era broma.
Yeah.
So I was like, ay, morra. But then I saw her, like, keep smiling and be like, no, I'm serious. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, that is true happiness. Like, se te miraban los ojos, güey. And I was like, no, like, los planes que tiene Dios couldn't have come at a better time. Like, she's ready. Like, she, la miro diferente. She's in a different stage of her life. Y con una pareja que, obviamente, súper, súper diferente a las parejas anteriores. Did you have any initial fears cuando te enteraste que estabas embarazada? Like, obviamente, estabas alegre y estabas contenta, right. But was there anything like, fuck, like, I'm scared of something?
I think the only thing, I mean, kind of like what I was saying earlier, like, the reason why I wasn't having kids or, like, wasn't making that decision to have kids. I mean, I feel like that's a fear that every parent has of just not being able to be, like, the best parent to your child, you know? Or not feeling, like, 100% ready in the sense of, like, oh, well, I don't fucking have a mansion yet for my kid or, you know what I mean? Like, things of that sense. But, I mean, I think that was probably, like, the main thing. And I was also scared to just tell my parents.
Which is so crazy. Yeah. Porque ya a los 25 años todavía tenías ese miedo. Which goes back to maybe you always feeling like, con tu mamá que te tenía la mano, you know what I mean? Which is like, fuck, bitch, ya tienes 25 años, pelos en la cola, and you were still scared. Like,
I'm bald,
which
actually.
Was good enough that they were all happy for you, you know, which helped.
Yeah.
Pero no, güey, like, te miraba con miedo. I remember you would talk to me about it, and I was like,
it's not like they were going to get mad at me or anything.
Yeah, but it was just more like, are they going to be happy for me? Are they going to think,
dude,
like, oh,
my
are you
parents
okay?
were so fucking happy. They're still so happy. Like, literally, they both text
no
me every day and they're like, oh, 4 days left, or like, oh, da 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 da. You know, they're literally like so, so, so excited. They love kids in general, but like, I think from me, especially because I always said that I didn't want kids. So, like, I think they're the most shook about.
Y eres
me.
La bebé, güey.
And
eres
I'm the
la
baby.
Bebé. Imagínate la bebé teniendo un bebé.
And I don't think my siblings are going to have kids anymore.
Anymore, yeah.
So, like, this is, like, potentially the last grandchild because I don't know if I'm going to have more after this.
How do you feel, like, actually being pregnant? Not like, oh, I want to have kids. How do you feel like actually going through the pregnancy, being pregnant, has matured you in any type of way?
Like, if pregnancy has matured me? Oh,
or
yeah.
In what ways?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, it gave me a reality check of, like, oh, bitch, it's not just about you anymore. Yeah. You literally have, like, a little nugget in you.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to make wise decisions and you can't be, like, stupid like that anymore. It kind of was just, like, a switch, you know? Yeah. And he's not even born yet. So, like, I know for a fact that as soon as he is born, I'm gonna feel that even more, you know? Especially because, like, luckily I was blessed to have parents that are, like, very, like, down for us,
like,
you know?
Hands-on.
Yeah, I don't want to say, like, hands-on in the sense, like, providing for us, you know? But, like, I've also used that as, like, a template for how I want a parent, you know what I mean? Like, what I do want to do, what I don't want to do. Because I mean, nobody, at the end of the day, nobody's a perfect parent, and you got to do what you got to do. But, like, I don't know, I just feel like pregnancy has just made me, like, think differently
and, like, think harder, because it's like, now it's like, I feel like, you know, we've had convos about this. It's like, ya no es de ti, güey.
No, that's what
ya
I'm saying.
Ya es tú, tu primero vas a ser tu niño, luego tú y luego tu marido.
Right.
Y ya lo demás pasa segunda mano, you know what I mean? Which is so crazy, because seeing you in that mentality, it's good to see, because it's like, okay, she's ready, because she's not just thinking about herself. She's not just thinking what Annette 69 is going to do in a month. No, she's going to be like, estoy pensando ya en mi bebé.
Right. Honestly, I don't really think about Annette 69 anymore, no. Which is bad, and not like bad, but I mean, I also can't, like, let myself go, and I'm having to, like, learn how to still prioritize me, because if I'm not good, tampoco, my son isn't gonna be good.
And I feel like that's something super, super important, because I mean, especially to me, I feel like if I were to be a parent, maybe that's something that I would take into consideration, the I have to be good and able for my kids to be good.
Right.
Because, like, growing up, you guys, my parents weren't, like, the best. Not that saying that they were toxicos, but it was very much, like, my mom, when they did have big fights or big reasons to leave each other, nunca se dejaron porque tenían la idea de que, oh, no puedo dejar a mi pareja por eso. And I feel like for me, it fucks you up. So now it's like, you, not saying you in general, but it's like, ya tienes que pensar no nomás en el bebé, pero también en ti, porque si tú no estás bien, pues el bebé, ¿qué va a ser del bebé? Va a ver todo.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Si tú te sientes triste y no te pones tu best face, or you don't try to, like, make yourself happy in whatever aspect in your life, tu bebé va a ver todo eso. Y va a crecer pensando que pues así es como debe estar uno. You know what I mean? Like depressed or sad in whatever aspect in life. You know what I mean? You've always lived a very private life. Y yo pienso que es algo que tú siempre, you've always been like, you know what? Like, I like to share my life, but to an extent. Ooh.
Sorry, can you literally see him, dude?
Is he over here?
Yes.
You guys, he's kicking. He's like, ya déjenme hablar de mí.
Oh my gosh, dude, sorry, that literally
hurt. Imagínense que se le rompa la fuente ahorita.
Don't say that, because it could literally happen.
No. So you've lived a very private life. And even throughout your pregnancy, I want to say you were living a very, for the most part, private pregnancy.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it comes to, you know, your baby daddy. But apparently to the internet, knowing who the fuck got you pregnant was a big fucking deal. A
very important topic, I
really
guess.
Important topic.
Which I don't really know why, honestly, because like my man Mood, well, Isaac, he doesn't even do social media or anything. But like I said, I feel like that's kind of just something that comes along with this job, unfortunately, of just, you know, you have privacy, but you don't.
Yeah.
You know, to a certain extent. So I don't really know why people really were like intrigued.
Como la gente, ¿verdad? Yo pienso que hay gente que es chismosa, pero luego hay gente que es chismosa, chismosa.
Like toxic chismosa. Like, I'm going to do everything that I can to expose you.
Yes, in my power to freaking get who the fuck is, you know, her partner. Because yo me acuerdo que at the beginning, we've always been super careful. You know what I mean? Because you guys, we've been knowing Isaac for years. You know what I mean? And it's like, we've even done, before they were even out, before she even got pregnant, on your birthday last year, we went on a trip.
Yeah.
He was there. Usted ni en cuenta.
You guys had no clue.
You know what's so funny, bitch? Yeah. Oh my God, cringe. I'm going to have to send it to you. Usted no lo van a poder ver porque es un poquito rated R.
What?
Last year, ¿se acuerdan cuando? It was actually en el tiempo que me estaban cancelando, güey. Cuando pasó todo el drama de Irma. Si ustedes no saben, when we did that trip, Isaac was there.
Yeah.
Isaac was there, and I even have that video where we were all fucked up and you were all freaking with him on the stove.
Yeah.
El muchacho
dude,
casi
the fire quemándose, on,
you guys.
Dude.
And it's so crazy because it's like, even cuando uno wants to be like, you know what, like, I want my privacy, I don't want it. There's people like, obviously you're not going to act like he's a nobody when you're out in public.
Right.
Like, es tu novio and you're entitled to live a private, you know, good life. Pero hay gente que en verdad no te dejó. You know, like, people got pictures. They made it their mission
from
to expose
private
it.
Events,
from
literally.
Private events, literally private events. ¿Cómo te sientes tú en ese aspecto? Did you ever feel like, fuck, they can't even respect that privacy?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was butthurt. I was genuinely butthurt. And I feel like it took me a really long time to not even get over it because like I never really got over that, especially when like knowing that I'm a private person and like knowing who it was that was posting these pictures, like those chisme channels, you know, like to me, it's just so offensive. Yeah. It was so offensive because what purpose are you doing this for? Like, what are you really getting out of knowing who stuck their weenie in me and got me pregnant, girl? Like, girl,
I'm pregnant. That's all you
like,
should
he's
care
not
about.
Your baby daddy. He's not gonna maintain your child. Like, I genuinely don't get it. I don't get it. So it would make me really angry. Yeah. And I genuinely, like, believe it or not, call me dramatic if you want. I really don't give a fuck if I'm being honest with you. But like, it made my pregnancy hard.
Yeah.
It genuinely made my pregnancy stressful because, you know, I felt like I couldn't even fucking go out anywhere without people knowing, or, you know, he's also a very social person. So a lot of people know him that like know me through social media. So then they would go on and fucking create their stories or, you know, post their shit online. And that shit sucked, dude.
Recently, literally like 8 months into your pregnancy, you were like, you know what? Fuck it. La gente ya lo hizo. These fucking drama channels already monetized on it.
Right.
What made you feel like, you know what, pues ya que, I'm going to share it. Because for a long time, la gente ya sabía cómo se miraba.
Yeah.
Pero it was never like, Eden, esta es mi pareja.
I never confirmed it. Yeah. I never confirmed it. To me, like, I kind of ran with that. And I was like, well, since I've never confirmed it, it's never going to get anywhere near as much attention as it would if I were to be like, this is my man. You know what I mean? But I just got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm having my baby shower. This is the father of my child. And I can't hide him anymore. Yeah. Like, clearly, people already fucking knew who he was, you know? And like, to me, it would irritate me more when like, I would try to do things privately and then they like, I go on TikTok and then I see the fucking pictures. Yeah. And which, by the way, they were literally uploading the same fucking pictures, just different months.
Yeah.
Like literally, like they would just post like the same shit.
They just wanted to see if the video pegaba.
Yeah, exactly.
To see if it would get views and views.
So I just kind of got to a point where I was like, well, you know, I don't want to be stressing out about this anymore. And I feel like it's starting to make my life difficult because I'm having to vlog everything, but very carefully. Yeah. And like, I can't include my man in like certain things, you know, because there's going to be cameras there and I already know how people are or whatever. I made the decision to show him literally the day of my baby shower. Because I was like, you know what? Like, I don't need these chisme channels to fucking be lurking, zooming in on like my family stories or his family stories or anything like that, which they still did that. Mm-hmm. And they still tried to make a little story saying that my sister exposed him before I did, which, you know, whatever. That wasn't the case. But yeah, I just decided to kind of say fuck you to all the chismosas, you know?
Which is kind of so fucked up because like the similar shit happened to me. You guys, ustedes saben que I've been with Danny for 7 years, you know? Pero al principio de nuestra relación, I want to say for like the first 3 years, you guys, yo no quería enseñar a mi novio. No porque me daba vergüenza. No porque yo pensaba que estaba feo. No, yo lo amaba, güey.
Or because you think you're too famous for people to see. That has nothing to do with it.
To me, it's like yo comparto mucho con ustedes. So yo quería quedarme algo para mí. Danny was my first real, real relationship. You know what I mean? We moved in freaking months of dating each other. So to me, it was like something that I wanted to hold on to longer. No más que como igual que tú, güey. Yo me sentí comprometido. Yo me sentí obligado de compartirlo because at the time when I was like not showing him, drama channels weren't as big. At the 3-year mark, drama channels started coming up y empezaron a meter su pinche cizaña, empezaron a meter su pinche veneno. Yo cuando tengo una pareja, even if I'm not showing him online, yo no le voy a decir, hey, no me taches en público. Right. Es mi pareja, güey. Right. ¿Cómo le like, voy a prohibir de eso? You know what I mean? So obviamente iba a un lugar agarrado la mano con él, güey, gente tomaba fotos, lo posteaban, güey, yo como de que, ¿sabes qué? Les voy a ganar yo porque es fucked up que uno se sienta obligado de dar una cosa en su vida que en verdad quieren tener and keep on too longer.
Right.
Because I feel like once you put out your relationship out there, la gente empieza a opinar, la gente empieza, it's not no longer you and your person. En cuanto yo empecé a postear, no mames, güey, yo pienso que cambió la relación in the sense of like, ya no nomás era lo que nosotros pensábamos de la relación, era lo que todo el pinche mundo que nos mira está pensando. Right. And I feel like it's so fucked up in the sense because yo no voy a tu puta casa, güey, y te digo que tu pinche novio está feo o que está esto, que está esto. Otro. A mí me vale verga quién te coge a ti, güey.
Yeah.
Honestamente, me vale verga si te cogen o no. Like, so, ¿por qué la gente le vale verga cuando es otra gente? Like, we're happy. Like, you're happy with Isaac. Like, eso es todo lo que tiene que importar. Like, no sé
por
qué.
And to me, the funny thing is that a lot of things, the number one comment that I would get when I wouldn't show him was like, oh my God, you swear like you're Kylie Jenner. Like, you swear like you're this and this and that. And I'm like, I'm not claiming to be Kylie Jenner. I'm not claiming to be too famous to show any of that. But at the same time, you're kind of contradicting yourself because you're saying that I'm too famous. But if I wasn't famous, or if I wasn't like an influencer or whatever, you wouldn't give a fuck about
who fuck I'm fucking.
So to a certain extent, you're giving me that fame. You're giving me that importance in your life to the point where you have to know
who the fuck is fucking me.
Yeah.
Like, ¿quién me le
Does
chio?
That make sense?
No, it makes like, a lot of sense because yo pienso que la gente se mete, está bien, y lo voy a decir en una manera, you guys, que no se me ofendan porque obviamente we love you guys, but I feel like at the end of the day somos humanos y merecemos aunque sea un tipo de respeto.
Right.
Obviamente nosotros compartimos, saben hasta lo que no, güey, ustedes hasta cuando yo voy al baño me las llevo conmigo. So it's like, si yo les digo, ¿saben qué? Ahorita a lo mejor no me siento comfortable enseñándoles esto o diciéndoles lo que me está pasando en este aspecto de mi vida, se debe respetar.
Right.
Igual como que a lo mejor tú no quieres que saquen unos pinches trapitos al sol de lo que tú has hecho, se respeta.
Dude, you can see him moving.
Oh my God, he's right here.
Yeah, he's right there. He probably feels my blood pressure going up.
So obviamente, you know, you shared him. Te sentiste un poquito obligada, but you're like, you know what? I think it also brought a lot of peace to you.
You know what
I mean? It brought a lot of peace to you, pero cuando lo posteaste otra vez, el puto internet empezó a hablar mierda. Empezó a criticarlo a él. Un muchacho, obviamente, que ni en las redes sociales está, güey. Alguien que conociste tú y tú lo traíste a tu mundo. ¿Cómo sentiste tú cuando lo estaban atacando? Even though you didn't believe or agreed with what they were saying about him, about his
looks. I felt terrible because to me, it's like, talk shit on me all you want. Talk shit on my sister all you want. Talk shit on my mom all you want. And I say them because they're on social media and we're already used to that. But like for him and his family, because they were going, doing the most, even going to his family, like saying shit, dude. And to me, that's when it's like, that's so fucked up. Like that's genuinely so uncalled for. And that's the tragic part about like sharing stuff online, because like, I wish that I can just share stuff to my true supporters that are genuinely supporters of me and like aren't like haters in disguise.
They're just watching, you know what I mean? Tirar su veneno. Yeah.
Right, because I do have a lot of followers that are haters in disguise and just fucking keep up with my shit, but they be talking shit all the fucking time. That's not a supporter.
Porque esa es la gente que en verdad se mete y averiguan y hacen the most.
Yes, do the most. They be doing the most, more than even actual supporters do. So, I mean, obviously I felt like shit, and I feel like it genuinely, I don't want to say it made me regret posting him, because I was going to have to post him anyway, because I was gonna deal with the whole
baby,
I was gonna have to deal with the whole stress of people exposing whatever blah blah regardless. But I'm not gonna lie, it definitely made me rethink showing like my life from here on out.
It proved your motherfucking point.
Right. That was the reason why.
Que, ay, queremos ver a tu novio, queremos ver a tu, el que te embarazó.
Right.
Y lo miran, y lo único que hacen es criticar como si ustedes tienen un pinche William Levy en su pinche casa, güey.
Right,
no.
Girl, right.
Like, right. And that was the main thing. Like, I would see a lot of bitches because I was like, oh my God, why is he getting a lot of hate? You know what I mean? Like, me voy a los comentarios, güey, y presionaban las personas, güey, y tenían videos con sus parejas.
Yeah.
Y digo, no mames, güey, no le
puedes estar... their man will be in my DMs and I'm like,
and it's like, bitch, you can't be talking shit about her man cuando el tuyo se mira así.
Yeah.
Like, no tienes ningún lugar de hablar, güey. And at the end of the day, si tú te hubieras casado o juntado con el hombre más feo del pinche mundo, es tu pedo.
Yeah.
Es tu panocha.
And not only that, but like, you see that I'm happy.
Yeah.
So like, why does it matter like who I'm with? Because I promise you, if I was with fucking the God of the universe, you guys would still find something to talk shit on and be like, oh, wow, she's too ugly for him, or she's too, wow, this and this and that. But people are always going to have their shit to say, which, like I said, that just, it proved my point once again. And now I'm just kind of at a point where I'm like, I'm not going to show my child. I'm not going to show my child. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to set him up for that, because like, you guys are already being bitches to
my baby daddy,
which whatever, at least we're adults and we can handle that type of shit. But like, my kid is going to go to school eventually and stuff. And like, I don't need him to be growing up with all that negativity and stuff from people that don't even know him, or, you know what I mean?
Es mucho. Yo pienso que es mucho.
Based off looks.
Looks, literally. Because at the end of the day, amigas, pónganse a pensar, para ustedes a lo mejor se les hace feo esto, esto, otro, pero para ella es su pareja. She obviously has some type of attraction towards him,
right?
Whether to the world he's some type of way or not. It's like me. También la gente siempre me anda diciendo, oh, Allen, ya que perdiste peso, deja a Dani, estás muy guapo para
That's
él.
Fucked up.
And to me, it's like, wait, Dani me aceptó cuando I was at my heaviest. A él nunca tuvo un problema. So ahora ya que yo bajé de peso, tampoco no lo voy a botar como si fuera un pinche plato desechable. ¿Sí me entiendes? So it's like, at the end of the day, I find Dani attractive. You find Isaac attractive. Y eso es todo lo que importa, güey.
Yeah.
Because I feel like la gente, like, get too sucked in into other people's life y empiezan a hablar su mierda como que si la gente tuviera su vida all together. At the end of the day, it goes back to we're human. La cagamos, we have good moments, bad moments, but at the end of the day, somos humanos. La única diferencia entre nosotros y ustedes es que our good, bad moments sometimes get leaked out to the fucking internet.
It's publicized.
Like, ustedes creen, güey, que ustedes no hacen cosas malas. Imagínense todo lo malo que han hecho ustedes si la gente lo recorre. No, güey, no pudieran ustedes.
Yeah, like, imagine all your fuck-ups being publicized online.
Yeah, a veces a lot of them are like, you don't even publicize them. It's like they get publicized
they
for
get
you.
They get publicized for you. Yeah. 1,000% of the time.
More of the time.
Because why would you like drag yourself like that
down. And
online.
It's so crazy because, like you said, social media, maybe this goes back to the beginning, how we were talking about how much social media has changed. I feel like social media before was more, you know, fanbase.
It was united.
Salieron las pinches vidas, güey.
Well, you want to know why? The fucking chisme channels.
The chisme channels.
The chisme. Dude, whether, look, I'm pretty sure this is probably even going to end up going on TikTok of me talking shit on the chisme channels. But at the end of the day, like, I feel like they ruined social media. Yeah. Like, they really did. Like, we lost that sense of, like, innocence and, of like friendship
and almost. Very the sense of like, you know what, like I'm just sharing my life with you. A veces uno right. hasta la piensa güey porque digo no mames que va a decir la gente que van, right. van a postear and make it to be something that is not. No voy a decir nada si a alguien le pinche pica es porque obviamente they feel some type of way, pero right. miren, yo eso es lo que digo. I freaking want all these drama channels que viven de hablando mal de la gente que traten de hacer un video o un canal de su vida. A ver si en verdad la gente le pone igual de atención como cuando andan hablando mierda de otra gente. Because right. it's a difference like, oh, I'm gonna really just talk about what's going on. No, a veces hasta se inventan and they create scenarios. Y pues la gente a veces, honestamente, you guys, si se ofenden es porque ustedes son de ese tipo de personas. Mm-hmm. There's sometimes so people that are so naive and literally like, si yo te digo algo, güey, te la crees and you yeah. run with it.
And then like, you go comment that on other yes, pages and dude. Stuff. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Like, it's so bad, dude. Like, even us, like, there's times where we're doing videos y en el momento nos la sentimos bien, güey. We're like, oh my God, we had so much fun. Like, we were hanging out as friends. We post it y la gente, tratas mal a esta persona.
Yes.
Esta persona esto. Esta persona otro. Y empiezan con su pinche
And in reality,
cizaña.
We're like, what? Yeah. Like, what do you even mean?
Quiero,
it's a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster, but you know, aquí estamos and al fin del día, güey, ni un pinche hater ni un pinche drama channel nos va a parar de hacer lo que vamos right. a hacer porque al fin del día we're living our life authentically and we're sharing our fucking life how it is. Si les gusta bien, si no, chingan a su madre right. porque al fin del día yo estoy viviendo mi vida por mí, no por ustedes.
And not
¿no?
only that, but just keep in mind that the more you guys talk shit, the more relevant you guys make us.
I'm like, so thank you because
so, yeah.
at this time in my life I feel like I'd have no views, but
yeah, you guys gave me a little boost, so thank you so much.
We're not gonna compare. Yeah. Muchas gracias.
Actually, talk more shit. Yeah.
Porque honestamente, ya después de 8 años, you guys, mucha yeah. gente queda en el olvido, queda en el pasado.
Yeah.
So at least, aunque sea nuestro grupito, nuestras audiencias, they're still following yeah. up and keeping up. So yeah. muchas gracias a toda la gente que en verdad nos sigue and actually genuinely care. Yo siempre digo, right. y también a las pinches víboras venenosas,
yeah.
gracias a ustedes, porque aunque no quieran, güey, aunque digan que nos odian, ustedes pagan la renta aquí yeah. en la casa de ella.
Yeah,
por
literally.
Tanto pinche veneno que tiran. Ok, so eso fue eso. Una cosa, to tie up your pregnancy thing. You're very close to your due date. How are you preparing? Or ¿qué estás haciendo? What is your mindset going into like the fact that you're thinking like, damn, en unos momentos, en unos días, unas semanas, voy a tener mi bebé en mis manos. How are you preparing for such a beautiful new chapter in your life?
I mean, if I'm being honest with you, I feel like there's really like no preparation that you can do for this.
Yeah.
Because it's very like, I mean, what the fuck? I've never done this before. Yeah. So I don't even know how to prepare. Besides, obviously, like, the obvious stuff, like buying him stuff, yeah. buying his car seat, doing his nursery. Obviously, that type of stuff is, you know, it's easy. All you got to yeah. do is just buy it.
Ah.
Yeah, buy it. But like mentally, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to feel. Like, I don't know. Dude.
Are you like more than ready? Like, ya tienes ansias de tenerlo en tus
manos?
Oh,
yeah. I've been ready, girl.
You have been, eh?
I've been fucking ready in that sense. Like, I want to meet him already. Yeah. Like, I just want him to be here already. Pregnancy's really hard. Yeah. Pregnancy's really hard. It's something that I feel like people online make look really easy,
yeah.
honestly. But It's a
hard.
Lot. It's draining. It's exhausting. It's mind fucking. Your body's changing. Yeah. Your life is changing. It's a lot to take in. But
especially for women.
Yeah. Only for women,
only for
yeah.
women. Because el vato, si quieres, hace de la vista gorda.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, my life's not really changing. Like, my
yeah.
body's staying the same. Pero para una mujer es crazy.
Luckily, I'm blessed to have yeah. Isaac, and he's very understanding. I've been very emotional throughout this pregnancy, and like he's really been yeah. there for me, and I'm so thankful for that, because like I get DMs all the time, yeah. dude, of people telling me that like their baby daddies are like
yeah.
not in the picture, or like if they are, they're fucking terrible as fuck, you know. So I'm definitely thankful for that, and I genuinely feel like having him give me his support has made this process smoother. I don't feel like I'm alone in this, yeah. if that makes sense. But overall, it is still hard, because like he's not physically feeling yeah. anything that I'm feeling, you know.
What would you say to maybe a soon to be mommy, or even a mommy que ya a lo mejor ahorita está batallando? What's something that you can maybe tell them? Porque como acabas de decir, yo pienso que mucha gente en internet, como yo, güey, obviamente yo no sé what goes on in your life day to day with being pregnant, like
right.
online todo se mira como que es un pregnancy.
Fabulous.
So easy,
yeah.
Fabulous photo shoots. Yeah. Wow, cute ass tummy. Mm-hmm. ¿Qué es algo que le tienes que decir a lo mejor a una soon to be mommy o a una mommy que ya es about like that they maybe are like thinking like, fuck, why are their lives or like their pregnancy so smooth y la mía no?
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's a little bit tough for me to even speak on that because I haven't really had like a super tough pregnancy in the sense of like I'm always sick or yeah. I'm always this or always that. Luckily, I've had a fairly smooth pregnancy. I feel like overall, it's just kind of been a little bit harder for me mentally. But I think it's important to for all pregnant women or like even if you have already given birth and you're going through like postpartum or anything like that, it's important for you to still focus on yourself and like put yourself first. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even if that does mean to be like a little bit selfish and, yeah. you know, because at the end of the day, you're the only one that's going through what you're going through yeah. and nobody can help you with that. Yeah. Like nobody can help you with that. And I think it's important for you to talk to people, whether that's your man or your friend or even to God, you know what I mean? Or if you're not religious, like even journal, even just like speaking it to like existence, yeah. like legit, because it's really easy to fall into depression in general, but like being pregnant or being a new mommy, it's just that much more yeah. easy to fall into depression because like it's something that, like I said, you'll never really be prepared for 100%. And it's such a huge change in your life. So it is normal to go through like hard times, yeah. you know?
Yo pienso que también es muy importante, amigas, no se dejen llevar con lo que miren en el internet. Ustedes
right.
nunca se sientan como de que, ay, mi vida es muy miserable porque todo mi pregnancy. Amigas, muchas de las personas que ustedes siguen en redes sociales que están embarazadas o estuvieron embarazadas, muchas no comparten all their hard times, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And it's like, and the ones that do, I feel like, get freaking put in this place, like, oh my God, why are you making it seem like pregnancy
right.
is like a bad thing? No, it's
right.
like, it's reality. Like, mm-hmm. es algo bello, es algo like, que es muy lindo, pero también es algo que es muy duro a la mujer y a la, también a la pareja, pues también a los
right.
dos, pero
but it's just
a la
different.
Mujer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I remember I posted like when I got my first stretch mark and I got like so many like bad DMs, dude, like so many like, well, what the fuck did you expect? Like you're having a kid, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just like, dude, that's so sad. That's
yeah.
why women feel like they can't talk about shit because like they get shit talk.
Yeah, or they feel like their feelings
feeling,
are validated.
Yeah, uh-huh.
like, and they are valid. You
yeah,
guys, it's
they,
okay
they
to
very
feel
much
like that.
Are. And honestly, like if you're dealing with people that like think that way, like very closed minded and stuff, just don't even like genuinely don't even give them energy.
Yeah, mandalos
like,
a chingar a
yeah, legit.
Yo pienso que también viene mucho de la gente que piensa así sin tener hijos, sin
yeah.
saber the how hard it is, sin saber how difficult it can be, porque hasta yo, güey, like, I am very, like, I try to be as much mindful because I don't know, like, al fin del día yo cuando platico con Anel, le digo, mira, friend, like, tú como quieras, tú dinos what you feel comfortable doing, what you don't feel comfortable doing, because at the end of the day, aunque ella sea mi mejor amiga, aunque yo la quiera mucho, yo no voy a estar lidiando con whatever problem she's going through, because
yeah.
yo me voy a mi casa, güey.
Which I'm super thankful
yeah.
for, because unfortunately, you know how I didn't go to your
yeah.
birthday party?
Yeah, yeah.
I got so many DMs talking shit on me for that, and yeah. I'm just like, what? Like, it's weird, because between, like, closed doors,
yeah.
between you and I, everything was fine.
And you know what's so crazy, which is something that I want to touch, because Annette nor my sister showed up to my birthday party. Y eso era algo, güey, ya había hablado con ellas en privado. Era
yeah.
algo que ya habíamos quedado de acuerdo. Si le estoy rete honesto, güey, yo en mi mente yo ya estaba como de que it's okay if they don't come because I understand. Y la manera en que la gente was making it out to seem, they were like leaving comments on my shit and even yeah. on yours, like, ay, qué culera esta persona que porque
like,
no fue.
She's,
like,
she's just pregnant.
Like, it's not a big deal. And I was like,
yeah.
no, güey. Like, en la manera en que yo la pienso, güey, porque también my sister was getting a lot of hate. Miren, yo tuve una plática con Anet y con mi sister y le dije, ¿saben qué? Es una fiesta de noche, primera.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Segunda, es una fiesta de puro adulto.
Yeah.
Imagínate, yo no quiero sentirme culpable si tú vas y un borracho te pega en el estómago.
Accidentally.
Uh-huh. Porque andan bien borrachos.
Right.
Yo no quiero sentirme culpable si mi sister, todos le están pidiendo al bebé y ella por no decir que no se los presta y el bebé se enferma.
Sick.
Porque al
yeah.
fin del día, güey, mi sister va a ser la que va a lidiar. Aunque yo quiera mucho a mi nephew, yo no voy a parar toda mi... And this is reality. This is like a real life scenario. yo no voy a parar toda mi puta vida para irme driving 2 hours away y quedarme con mi hermana a cuidar el bebé. Right. And that's real life. La que va a estar lidiando con eso y la que va a estar preocupándose mucho y la que se va a estresar, va a ser tú y mi hermana.
Right.
Entonces, cuando la gente estaba diciendo, ay, qué mala onda, I'm like, you guys, estamos bien. Yo ya había platicado. Para decirles, we literally called Annette on the party bus.
Literally. I was like, take a shot for me. Like, dude, I'm so
we
sad that I'm not there.
We literally were like, call Annette, like, so we can tell, like, we're on our way. Y el próximo día, we literally saw each other. Not the próximo día. We saw each other, like, a couple days later. Ya habíamos quedado en planes. So yo por eso, yo pienso que me gusta be understanding, porque a veces uno nunca sabe.
Right.
Like, in every aspect in life, not just pregnancy, but, like, let's say your friend is going through a hard thing that maybe you don't think it's so bad, pero tú no sabes how they're going about that problem. Y uno nunca va a saber. So the best thing to do is be respectful and be, like, mindful.
Right.
That, like,
and at the end of the day, just be a good human, because I feel like that's a part of being a good human, not even a good friend.
Yeah.
Obviously a good friend too. But, like, dude, come on. Like, the world doesn't revolve around just you.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's something super important to take into consideration, especially when you're looking for, like, long-term friends, because I genuinely believe that that's why we've been able to have a friendship for
because
so long.
Because I feel like we also, like, we're mindful.
Right.
We're mindful. Si ella no puede, okay, está bien. Like, obviamente, no nomás podemos celebrar ese día. Güey, el pinche party ni fue mi pinche cumpleaños.
Right.
But it wasn't even on my actual birthday. Like,
uh-huh.
So it's crazy because, like, I was saying, and I touched base on that a lot on live. It's like, si yo no me enojo, si yo estoy bien con ella, con mi hermana, yo no sé por qué ustedes se enojan por mí.
Like, don't stir the pot. Don't stir the pot, because there's nothing to stir.
Todo está bien. Con mi hermana, todo está bien.
Right.
A mi hermana la vi el próximo día, güey. Like, nada que ver. Ustedes nomás estaban inventando cosas. So, por eso es muy importante que no se dejen llevar por lo que miren.
Yes.
Si no sale de mi boca, si yo no digo, ¿saben qué? Yo me sentí mal que no fue. Yo me siento this type of way because this. Si no salió de mi boca, cáense el hocico.
Because it's
no,
super easy it's to easy. Fall into it when you're reading comments on
and
social
honestly
media.
To me, I fucking shut that shit real quick, because I'm like, no, you guys are not gonna freaking make it seem like I was some type of way, where I had private convos weeks in advance with both of them, like, si no se sienten a gusto, quédense en su casa, porque yo comprendo, yo sé que you're pregnant, bitch.
Yeah.
Apenas, mira, you guys, hoy ni puedo manejar.
Yeah, literally, Irma picked me up.
Irma picked you up porque ya ni puede manejar, güey. So it's like, you just have to be mindful y comprender, especialmente con una mujer embarazada, porque you don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
So, ya para terminar esto, la última preguntita. What is something that you wish you can tell little Annette?
That she's that bitch.
Period.
That she's that bitch, and to just always believe in herself. Yeah. You know, I feel like luckily I've always had a really good relationship with myself, but I mean, I would just let her know that things would fall into place, and, you know, not to be so hard on herself. Life is meant to be hard, but it's also very rewarding.
And I feel like you can't, like, get stuck on the bad moments.
Right.
You got to live through them as well as you live through the good moments.
Right.
Because bad moments van a pasar, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be a bad moment all the time. With that being said, you guys, espero muchísimo que les haya gustado el primer episodio. Thank you so much, amiga, por venir y estar con nosotros in the first freaking episode. Honestamente, tuve a good time platicando. Me puse un poquito nervioso, güey, hasta como pueden mirar, me puse a sudar. Hasta con mi propia amiga me puse nervioso, you guys. Pero es que no lo he hecho en mucho tiempo. Just know que as the freaking episodes go, it's gonna get better. Pero with that being said, you guys, make sure you guys go ahead and follow Annette on our social medias, which I'll leave linked down below as well as on the screen right now. Y también no se les olvide seguirme a mí para que no se pierdan any future episodes. And with that being said, thank you so much, amiga.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you guys so much for watching y por apoyar este proyecto, you guys. And with that being said, you guys, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those, like, lofted ceilings. but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.